Hello, everyone. Welcome to Behind the Numbers Around the World, an eMarketer podcast. It's Monday, November the 27th, and I'm your host, Bill Fisher. It's my absolute pleasure to welcome you all to Around the World with podcast listenership, content choices, and ad opportunities. Welcome, folks, to a Behind the Numbers show that takes you around the world looking at what various countries are doing in the worlds of commerce, media, and advertising. Each month, I give you a global news recap, then I speak with a bunch of our regional experts to get their take on the main theme for today's show, which this month, gone meta, is all about podcasts. We will be asking, who is listening to podcasts?
So it's an interesting demographic. So more affluent in terms of socioeconomic, but younger in nature when broken down by age.
What are they listening to?
I saw some recent stuff around true crime being very hot, current affairs and sports being among the top genre or subject matters that people tune into.
And what does the advertising opportunity look like?
And it is incredibly popular, and the listeners are there, and the ad opportunity is real. Your customers are out there and they're listening, but somehow it's not quite working yet.
Right, I'm going to kick things off today with our 3 in 3 segment. I have 3 minutes to cover 3 interesting and related news stories, and they all relate to today's theme, which is podcasting, of course. The timer is set. Let's go. We start with Spotify's expansion of its podcast ad marketplace. Earlier this month, Spotify brought its podcast ad marketplace to 5 new countries, Brazil, India, Japan, Mexico, and Sweden, as reported by Reuters, as it tries to tap into what it considers a $20 billion opportunity. More countries bring added benefits, as outlined by the Sounds Profitable podcast, 14. The Download.
The number of advertisers on the network has also grown 45% year over year, according to Spotify's recent earnings call.
Our own Daniel Konstantinovich wrote in a recent briefing article about Spotify's need to expand into other markets as listener growth in its core markets begins to slow. He noted that this move into booming countries like India for podcast ad dollars mimics similar moves in the video streaming space. Podcast advertising is a hotbed of revenue growth for Spotify, and that bed is getting king-sized. We're going to stick with Spotify for the next story too, as it looks to AI for podcast recommendations. Just over a week ago now, Spotify expanded its partnership with Google Cloud to use large language models, LLMs, to help identify users' listening patterns across podcasts and suggest tailor-made recommendations, as reported again by Reuters. Of course, Spotify has been using AI for its recommendation algorithms for some time with its music offering. It just wants to apply something similar to podcasts, but this comes with its own risk, as Thomas Hodgson, assistant professor of musicology at UCLA, outlined to the Wall Street Journal's Tech Behind briefing.
Artists, one of the dangers with machine learning is that as listeners start to engage with that catalog, those biases become magnified, and that this creates what's called a kind of feedback loop.
But there are benefits, Spotify suggested, with LLMs able to provide a safer listening experience as they're able to identify potentially harmful content. Sounds like another AI takeover to me. We're all doomed, I tell you. And for our final story, we've got some insider intelligence forecast data for you that points to a changing of the guard for podcast listenership. Our forecasting analyst supremo, Ethan Kramer-Flood, recently completed a deep dive into our global podcast listeners forecast. And here are the key stats. North America has the most podcast listeners in the world, for now. But in 2025, it will be eclipsed by Latin America. And by 2027, China will have more listeners than any other country or region. But it's not all sunshine and flowers in podcast land, as Paul Briggs alluded to in last month's Around the World podcast, commenting about time spent with podcasts.
And in 2022, podcast time gained in every region. But in 2023, the most recent, 5 of the 7 regions saw declines in podcast time. So there's something going on with demand for podcasts. Maybe it's reached a ceiling in terms of the amount of time people commit to it. But that was one.
Listens up, listening down. Seems like we need a podcast to discuss. And that's what we're going to do right now. That was my 3 in 3 this month. Now it's time for the next three, my three guests for this week's show. I've already teased a couple of them. Let's meet them. First, we have our principal forecasting writer. It's Ethan Kramer Flood. Hey, Ethan.
Hey, Will. Great to be back. It's been a while.
It has. Great to have you back on the show. Next, we have our principal analyst covering Latin America and Spain, and he's just back from very boring jury duty. It's Matteo Savells. Hey, Matteo.
Hey, Bill. Glad to be back.
Hopefully this will be less boring. And finally, we are joined by our principal analyst for Canada. I've teased him already. It's the inimitable Paul Briggs. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Bill. Should be fun talking podcasts on the podcast.
Meta, right? Yep. Okay. Before we get into the topic at hand, though, it is time for our culture shock. This is where I take you to various countries around the world and give you some cultural facts or introduce you to some culturally specific norms. Given we're talking about Spotify a little bit today, I thought I'd make today's fact about music. And I'm going kind of global because music seems to cut across cultures. According to a Harvard University study in 2027, they played different musical pieces from various genres to people across 60 different countries. And people, no matter where they were from, were able to identify the functions, qualities, and intent of a musical piece. As I say, irrespective of where they were from, it's like a universal language. But they did have difficulty with one particular genre, and that was love songs. They appear to be much more culturally dependent for some reason. Blows out of the water the claim that music is the language of love as well. How unromantic. Any ideas which genres were easiest to discern or which types of music were easiest to discern?
I'm confused about the concept. So they didn't understand the love songs in as much as...
They couldn't recognize them.
They didn't identify exactly. That they were love songs. They could Indeed. Have been something else because people have a different idea of the tunes and the cadence of a love song depending on what culture you're in. Interesting.
Exactly. Some of them may be sad. Some of them more upbeat.
So I imagine angry, raging music is probably like pretty easy to identify across all cultures.
Indeed. So it was at opposite ends of the scale. So they could easily discern what a lullaby was, obviously the softest end of the scale, and dance music quite generally at the other end of the scale. Anyway, enough about this. Let's talk about the topic at hand. Not music, but talking. Podcasts. So I've mentioned a few stats already. This report that you wrote, Ethan, fantastic report, lots of detail. There's some data in there about podcast listenership in countries by percentage of internet users. They seem to fall into three tiers, if you like. So sort of around the 40% of internet user mark, we have a number of countries, US, Australia, Canada, Spain. Then we have a big middle tier around the 30% mark of internet users. That's UK, Brazil, Germany, Mexico, Italy, France, and Argentina. And then at the bottom, we have this lower tier where far fewer internet users, around 14% or less, South Korea, Japan, and China, even though China is going to, as I mentioned, outnumber other regions as a proportion of internet users, only 11% in China. So why don't you give us a little bit more context, Ethan, to the lay of the land of podcasts around the world?
This report is a useful part of the story for podcasting in general. I think the overall narrative on the podcasting world is mixed nowadays. And there are ways to look at it that will give you a positive outlook. And then there are other maybe less certain or less positive elements, depending on how you slice it. But when it comes to just total amount of people listening, which is what my report was about, the news is mostly good. This is still a pretty positive outlook all across the board. Every country that we looked at continues to see growth in total amount of people in that country that are listening to podcasts. And in some cases, growth is still pretty good, actually pretty high, particularly in comparison to a lot of other digital activities that are, you know, sort of increasingly maxed out. So you hit on the key themes. I'll spell it out a little more specifically when you mentioned that the countries that are most engaged with podcasts being, you know, the US, Australia, Canada, and the UK, what you're really saying is that the English dominant, native English speaking, highly English proficient countries do tend to land at the top of the list in terms of the percent of people in those countries, or percent of internet users is usually how we track it. But even for total population in those countries, it's pretty high. And that's for obvious reasons. We have determined this finding in previous years as well, right? There is just so much more English language content out there in the world, in the podcasting realm, that it's pretty easy for internet users and digital audio users in those countries to find something fun and interesting and to start to get hooked into it. Spanish-speaking countries are also pretty high on that list. That story has evolved over time and has become pretty significant. So Spain itself is right up there at the top of those English language countries. And then the Latin America is rapidly ascending as well. So that's one way to look at it in terms of the percentage. That's the way we gauge sort of popularity, right? How engaged are internet users in comparison? The other way that we want to look at it is growth. And then, of course, totals, right? The totals is maybe a little bit less interesting because, of course, it's going to be the big countries, right? It's going to be the US. It's going to be China. We sort of already know that. But looking at penetration and growth. So if the English language countries and the Spanish language countries tend to lead in penetration, that also on the flip side means that they are lower on growth because they already have had their growth spikes. Podcasts, in other words, have already emerged and become mainstream. They're already a big hit. Everyone's already listening. So if you're looking for growth, it's those other markets that had been lagging where podcasting did not pick up so fast over the last 10 years and now finally is. So we've got China at the top of that growth list. We've got Germany and France coming along. We actually have Argentina on that list as well, even though many of the other Spanish language countries have already sort of adopted podcasts, and Argentina has too, but the growth is going to be higher in those geographies. And then just to wrap it up, as you mentioned, you know, China will ultimately end up at the top of this list, just like it ends up at the top of every other list. Not there yet, though. The US is still number one in basically every podcast related metric. I mean, this is the home of podcasting. This is still the core. So the most podcast listeners are in the US. The largest percentage of a population that listens to podcasts is the US. Obviously, the advertising industry we'll talk about as well. As far as we can tell, it gets most of its podcast related ad money comes from the US. I think you basically summed it up at the beginning. You've got these multiple tiers. The growth is going to now come from the bottom tiers because that's where the headroom is available. English language, Spanish language countries are already there and everyone else is starting to catch up. So the news is mostly positive, but I think that when if you look at podcasting in other ways, you know, the monetization problems that they've had and maybe the total time spent issues that Paul's going to get into, the story does maybe look a little different.
Exactly. So you've stolen my link now, because that's exactly where I want to go next. Because as you say, pretty positive, even in those markets where, you know, we're talking about a certain level of maturity, there's still growth. But Paul, it was really interesting in our discussion in last month's Around the World, where we had Jason Mander on from Global Web Index, where we discussed podcast time spent. And you found some interesting stats about the direction of travel there, right?
Yeah, certainly. I think the big takeaway is that on a global scale, if you look at it, you know, in aggregate, it seems to have reached near a ceiling in terms of, you know, average daily time spent with podcasts. But I think, you know, in 5 of the 7 regions that we broke out global media intelligence reporting for, 5 of the 7 had shown a decrease in daily time spent with podcasts. In the case of Canada, it had decreased significantly to 43 minutes daily. That is pretty much true of a lot of the countries that had shown podcast maturity before that. And I think it does, it reflects a spike that we saw in 2021 and 2022 of podcast listenership around the world and in English-speaking countries as well. That had a lot to do with the pandemic conditions that people faced at that time. So it's no surprise that coming off of that ceiling or spike, you would see a little bit of decrease in time spent. So that's not really a surprise. But I do think when you look at the listenership numbers, as Ethan outlined, they're still growing fairly robustly. So that's a positive sign for advertisers and reflects positively on the future of podcasts as a medium and as an advertising channel for brands and agencies.
Can we postulate what's going on here, though? So more listeners, but they're spending less time. So what, they're just listening to shorter podcasts? Is that the simple answer?
I think that's one factor at play, is shorter podcasts. I think it's also the, you know, for podcast listeners, if you look at a podcast listener as an individual, there probably is a ceiling on how much time you can dedicate to podcast listening in a day. Like, how much can you work out? How much can you cook dinner? How much can you walk the dog? There seems to be a ceiling on where people listen to podcasts. It could be about commuting as well. So I think it's more the nature of the medium as opposed to the reach potential that it has.
I think also as they become so mainstream, you have a lot more casual listeners as opposed to maybe some years ago when people who listened to podcasts were really into podcasts and they were happy to sit there for an hour or longer listening to their favorite shows to be entertained. Whereas now you know, there's so many tens of millions of people everywhere listening that many of them are just kind of checking in for 5 or 10 minutes, get the news, something to that effect, something when you're walking down the street. It's not necessarily, you know, yeah, it's the same sort of metric that happens in every category we track, right? Casual users are going to be less engaged, and that might show something different in the numbers than what it really means. If, you know, the regular podcast listeners are still, you know, we have it as frequent podcast listeners, 51 minutes a day in the US. And that's actually slightly up. So we're showing slight time spent increases in the US. Understandable if other analysts are showing that flat or declining in some other countries, but it's like a pretty big number, right? So you can imagine a casual person who just discovers podcasts for the first time, they're not going to suddenly 51 minutes a day from something that was, you know, zero last year. That's, you know, I think there's a lot of different ways to slice these.
Yeah. Yeah. The other factor that I think we need to talk about is a sort of fragmentation of the digital audio audience. So audiobooks is a good example. So that would be potentially competitive to podcasts in terms of people's time spent with the medium, digital radio distribution. So I think in terms of what people, you know, the earbuds they have in while they're doing their favorite chores or whatever it may be, there's more options that aren't podcasts these days. So there's a fragmentation of the audience that would probably represent a ceiling for podcast time spent in a day. And if we broke out audiobook time spent, which I don't know we do, but we did ask that question, or GWI asked that question in the GMI report, but didn't split it out from music streaming. So we don't know exactly how much audiobook time spent is, but it certainly is growing.
Okay. I want to go back to something Ethan spoke about. He was talking about audiences there and sort of, you know, what an average podcast listener looks like. Well, actually, my question is, what does an average podcast listener look like? Matteo, do you have some views on that?
I do. So I think it does depend on each market, but at least when we look at the majority and generally speaking, and even looking at some Latin American data, particularly in Brazil, largest market, we do see that podcast listeners do tend to over-index and be a bit more affluent in nature. If we look at some official government data out of Brazil, about 2/3 of affluent internet users listen to podcasts, and that's more than double middle-class internet users. So it is a big delta between the two. Affluent internet users do tend to be a bit more, they are well off. They tend, in this case, speak English. So they have access to more podcast content. They're able to understand and diversify the types of content that they listen to. But it is an interesting demographic in particular. And one of the other things looking at the data, so that was slicing it out by socioeconomic class. But when we look at it by age in Brazil, for instance, we see that internet users 16 to 24 are actually have the highest penetration among internet users by age. So it's an interesting demographic. So more affluent in terms of socioeconomic, but younger in nature when broken down by age. And just to go back to some of the earlier points of understanding kind of that Spanish language market, I mean, it does have to do with population sizes in general. If we go back and look at language sizes, Spanish is the fourth most spoken language in the world. But in terms of native speakers, it is the second largest base of native speakers after Mandarin Chinese. So it's a huge addressable market. We look at also cities, and if we look at population sizes, I remember a few years ago, Spotify put out an interesting press release about Mexico City having the most Spotify listeners in the world. But again, if you look at a list of the most populous cities in the world, of course, the Asian cities like Tokyo, New Delhi, they're on top of that list. But Sao Paulo, Brazil, and Mexico City are the fourth and fifth largest population cities by population in the world. So a lot of this does have to do with the addressable market, the types of content being produced in these markets. So a lot of those trends do bubble up. And then when we look at the social and demographic breakdowns, they do tend to roll up a bit.
Yeah. So what, I mean, you've alluded to already, but what impact does all this have on the ad opportunity?
So at least in this case, when we're looking at the ad opportunity, it is a great way for brands to position themselves into a more affluent audience. So those are, you know, then tend to be a bit harder to reach outside of the, you know, luxury items, but it is a great way to target a more educated and more well-off populace since they are spending a bit more time with the podcast medium and they're a bit more engaged when they're listening to this types of content. But it is interesting to see when we look at terms of share of spend, digital audio and podcasting does tend to take a little bit less of percent of total digital ad spending, at least in Latin American countries. I'm not sure how it plays up in other parts of the world, but at least in Latin American countries, it's still a very small share of the digital ad spending pie, but it is a fast growing one. So from the ad opportunity, there is, I'd say, an untapped area of opportunity at the moment. compared to other types of digital ad formats that are a bit more saturated.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we can ignore the elephant in the room here when discussing podcasting, which is that the monetization issues are real, right? And the advertising opportunity seems to be enormous, and yet the nut has not been cracked, right? We've all probably were familiar with, you know, Spotify coming out and saying like, oh, this is a $100 billion ad, you know, it's a possibility here. And they sort of set the bar so high and the expectations shot up through the roof. A lot of digital audio platforms around the world have put a lot of time and effort and money investing into this space. And it is incredibly popular and the listeners are there and the ad opportunity is real. Your customers are out there and they're listening, but somehow it's not quite working yet in terms of, you know, connecting the ads to the people in terms of making this investment worthwhile so far for a lot of these podcast platforms. We don't have I don't want to get too deep into what I'm saying here because we don't have data for that many markets on this or our own internal forecasting data. But in the US, for instance, the numbers are also good in terms of growth, but they're just small, right? The total amount of spending, even in the US, is pretty small, even though we've got it growing well. We're talking about $2 billion total for 2023. On double-digit growth for the next bunch of years. But it's still, you're talking about less than 1% of total digital ad spending in the US. I don't know that we have comparable podcast-specific data anywhere else, but it kind of goes to show like, okay, well, this is growing well, everybody's listening, but the big ticket sort of money that people thought would be flowing, sloshing around in this space has not yet materialized.
Yeah. And I think it's really a question of scalability for podcast advertising. You think about early days in podcasting, really successful campaigns from brands that we know where we had hosts of podcasts reading the ads themselves. And that seemed to connect with listeners very well, but that has a limited ability to scale, right? So what we've seen since and what we've seen over the last 5 years, I would say, is the development of podcast networks to really increase the amount of ad inventory that's available for dynamically inserting ads into podcasts. So not host read, but rather pre-recorded adverts that get inserted into various podcasts, mid-roll, et cetera. We're also seeing the ad tech in the space really improve as well. So more DSPs, more programmatic transacting of ads in podcasting is what we're seeing around the world. And a lot of what's happening in the US, I think, is also happening in Canada, maybe at a slower scale. But we're definitely seeing a modernization of how podcast advertising is reaching ears of people.
Mm. And I want to move things along real quick because this is so interesting, but we are running out of time. In terms of reaching those ears, where are people? Where are they listening? What sort of content are they listening to? Do we have any insights into that?
For Canada, I saw some recent stuff around true crime being very hot, current affairs and sports being among the top genre or subject matters that people tune into. I know the key publishers in this country, like Rogers Sports and Media, for example, have a lot of holdings in sports and sports rights for leagues. So a lot of that is being monetized via Rogers' various podcasting titles.
I saw some data on China that was interesting because it is so very different, you know, whereas in the West, maybe news and politics rank relatively highly, whereas in China, it's just nowhere to be found. Because, of course, the censorship regime is so strict there. It's not that you are not allowed to have a podcast on news and politics. It's just that the risks are so high, you wouldn't even really bother. It's, you know, it's just too dangerous. You might get shut down, but big, big waste of time. So it's things like lifestyle, fashion, pet care, animal-related things, where it's sports are all at the top of the list there because nothing remotely controversial. So, you know, it just country to country, it's going to be different. Of course, that's an extreme example of it.
Yeah, well, spoiler alert, this is going to come up in my recap stats quiz. And that is where we're now arriving because we've had a great conversation there, but it's time to wrap things up with the recap stats quiz. This is where we recap today's theme with a few related stats questions. There's no prize. It's all about bragging rights. There are only three questions, so it's nice and quick. And it's multi-choice. And there's a question about what people are listening to. But the first question is about podcast duration. So, according to research from the podcast hosting platform Buzzsprout, what is the most common podcast episode duration? So we have A, 10 to 20 minutes, B, 20 to 40 minutes, or C, 40 to 60 minutes. And I'm going to ask Ethan first.
The ones I listen to are always 60 minutes or more. I don't know why I do that to myself, but I bet the most popular one is that middle one.
Okay. Matteo, what's your guess?
I am going to have to go with the middle one because that's usually the range I stick with myself.
And Paul, are you going for the full house?
Yeah. I'm going to go change it up a little bit and go north of 40 minutes. So the longer format.
Okay. If you had said 10 to 20 minutes, you would have been wrong. 14% of podcasts are that duration. If you'd have said 40 to 60 minutes, you would have been closer, but still wrong. 22%. 20 to 40 minutes is correct. 31% of podcasts fall in that duration length. Interestingly, though, 17% are over 60 minutes long, Ethan. So you're not on your own there, mate.
If you want a deep dive on something you're passionate about, there's nothing like a podcast where they just yammer away for about 2 hours on whatever it is that you know you wish you were talking about.
But that's the key, I think. It's interesting content. As long as you have something that is interesting and engaging to your audience, that your audience will listen. So, I mean, and that's a slight tangent, but, you know, as we talk about short form so much, there is still value in long form content, be it audio or video.
Could be based on the audience as well, right? If it was ever to tip to younger, my kids definitely wouldn't listen to 60 minute podcasts, I can tell you that. Okay, question two. Let's look at the wider podcast universe and ask, how many podcasts are there globally? This is according to the latest data from Listen Notes, the podcast database. We're looking for active podcasts only, and they have to be quality podcasts, so no 10-second episodes in RSS feeds for testing purposes, anything like that. So how many podcasts are there globally? A, 1 million, B, 3 million, or C, 4 million? I'm going to ask Matteo first.
It's really tough, especially when the numbers are so close. I'm just going to go with 4 million.
Okay, Paul, what do you think?
I'll take the option for 3 million.
Okay, Ethan?
This question speaks to something we didn't really bring up when we were talking about the meat of our subject, which is how saturated podcasting has become and how that has become a bit of a constraint or a bit of a detriment, because it is now so hard to come up with something new. And, you know, you can't make yourself seen amongst all the noise because there's just so much out there. These numbers are gigantic, right? I mean, my goodness, if you're competing with 4 million other things. I'll take the high number too. Why not?
Okay. The answer is B, 3 million. It's actually 3.2 million as of today. The data is constantly updated. So when you're listening to this, it might have gone up or down. 1 million is an interesting number because that was the number of newly added podcasts in 2020 for obvious reasons, but a big number for 1 year. And 4 million, well, actually 4 million plus is, you could have been right. That's the number according to some other estimates. But as I mentioned in the intro, that might include some shonky data, which includes podcasts that have sort of died and been parked. Okay, for our final question, let's look at content. As I promised, according to Podcast Insights, as the name suggests, is a resource for all things Podcast Insights, what category of podcast is most represented, i.e. has the highest number of podcasts about this genre? So of all podcasts, all those 3 million that are out there, which categories have the highest proportion about them? So we have A, society and culture, B, sports, or C, education. True crime isn't in there. Or maybe it's included in society and culture. I don't know. So we've got A, society and culture, B, sports, or C, education. And I'm going to ask Paul first.
I think it's society and culture. That's such a broad category.
Okay. Ethan?
Does politics fall under society and culture, or is politics didn't make the list? You don't have to answer that, so I'm cheating.
But I won't answer that.
I'm thinking about the previous experience on like AM talk radio, and how it's basically just people screaming about politics or people screaming about sports. So you didn't give me the politics answer, so I'll go with sports.
Okay, and what do you think, Matteo?
I would have said true crime, but since that's not an option, I'm going to go with society and culture as well.
Okay, and you would be correct. It is society and culture. Nearly 14% of all podcasts are about that. I think it's quite a broad brush category, right, which is why it's the highest. Education, not far behind though, with 12.5%. So combined, society and culture and education account for a quarter of all podcast episodes, sports limping in at just over 4%.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was hoping this wouldn't happen today. We have a tie, And I don't have a tiebreaker question. I've had too much turkey at Thanksgiving. So I think today we're just going to have joint winners, because I always like to end the show with a winner. And we got two of them today. And with 2 points each, it's Matteo and Paul. So Matteo, congratulations and thanks for joining me on today's show.
Always a pleasure, Bill. Thank you.
And Paul, congratulations to you as well. Thanks for being on the show as well.
Thanks, Bill.
And Ethan, as ever, thanks for joining us on Around the World.
Yeah, love it. Anytime.
And thanks to all of you for listening in today to Around the World, an eMarketer podcast. Tune in tomorrow for our Behind the Numbers daily show hosted by Marcus. If you want to ask us any questions, you can, of course, email us at podcast@emarketer.com. I hope to see all of you next month for another edition of Behind the Numbers Around the World. I'll leave you now to identify the function of our outro music. Bye for now.